Yes?
I was just going to ask you if I could get Mr. Hoover for you.
Yes, but get Mr. Porter's first, right quick.
Thank
I'm in
you,
here.
Sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Porter?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Abe Fortas, Line O.
Man wants a meeting. Russ just called and says that before you take any further steps, a decision on the Dominican Republic.
Right.
We think that you ought to meet with me and George Ball and Mann and hear his report. He's back. And I said, that's fine. We haven't taken any decisions, though, have we? And he said, no. But before you do, and I said, all right. And I said, I would like to have Abe Fortas there.
Yes, sir.
He was hesitant, kind of stammered, didn't know what to say, and I had said it direct and positive without asking him. I just said, I would like to have Abe Fortas there. And he said, yes, I think that's fair. And he is a good, fair man, Russ is. But said, what Tom is going to say is not going to make Mr. Fortas happy.
I know what he's going to say.
And I said, this is not a popularity contest. And I have observed through the years that Mr. Fortas is not a man who wants to be popular. But, Dean, I have observed this, too, that in this crisis, he is the only one that has been presenting to me regularly some plans or some possible roads, some constructive alternatives that we might go this way or we might go that way. The only other thing I have received is people saying, no, don't, you can't get to the courthouse from here.
Yeah.
We don't solve things that way. So that rather shook him, and he said, well, I think it'd be fine for Mr. Fortas. And so I think that what we ought to do, I also said, well, I'll bring Bill Moyer. Now, one we haven't asked, and I think we ought to be training him in these meetings, is Vaughn. I trust him, and he's a Latin American. He's got more social consciousness than the rest. I didn't think his judgment was particularly good yesterday.
Amazing.
But he is the head of the Peace Corps, and the liberals all think he's a great fella.
Yeah.
And I just believe we ought to have him listening. He never does try to dominate it, so I see no reason. So I'm going to tell Bill Moyer that we meet at 2:45 at the upstairs in the mansion. That'll be before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so you be there, and let's don't try to make a debate out of it, but let's say now, what plans have come up to the president? What solutions does he have? This has been going on now. This Saturday, will it be 4 weeks?
Just about, yes, sir.
I'd say this Saturday's going 4 weeks. We've got 30,000 people down there. And we went in to solve it. And I know Dean's been at NATO. And I know George has been away too. But it's 4 weeks, and we've got to have some alternative for the president to solve. Now, this is one alternative. Now, it could be an alternative to clean up down there, join one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the alternatives there are. There's an alternative. You could go, what Vaughn says, to San Ysidro.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go, what Mansfield and them really want you to do is pull out a good many of them. They say you got too many troops. Now, I think they suggested in the cable this morning that I could make an announcement that when we had any solution, we would pull some troops out. I think that offers something good before we get crowded into it. And I think we ought to have a little initiative. We ought to say something. The speech got no. They wouldn't let it get any prominence yesterday. They cut it up. Then they got it out too late. I told them, turned over the Times and the Post and AP and UP.
Yeah, but I knew that was going to happen.
But, well, they won't do it. And
now, I was just about to call you for this reason. I called Vance and communicated a message. He thinks everything is in okay shape. He's going to check it. I put it to him hard. I asked him to send two cables, two versions, one with qualifications such as that they're not letting airplanes go off the ground except for transport by the other side. And I said, put that in one cable and then put in another cable if you think justified, an absolutely unqualified answer to the spirit of these questions. You see? So that the boss, if he wants to, can use cable number 2 if he thinks justified and you think justified. And he's going to check that out. Number 2, fortunately and thankfully, I'm very grateful that Mr. Smith came in here while I was talking with Vance, told me that he had information that man was presenting this other point of view, and therefore I did not carry out your instructions to call Munoz and tell him that you were insisting upon these 4 points about the helicopters and planes and so on.
Well, now, what is the man's view that interferes with that?
This man's view is that what we ought to do is to turn Imbert loose completely, which would involve qualifications on these points. I will call Munoz if you still want me to, but I thought that before I did it, you ought to know that that is the position.
Yes, I think so. Now, Van, man takes a position that we ought to support Imbert?
Yes, sir. You see, there's a direct conflict. There always has been, in terms of fundamental viewpoint, between man on the one hand and McBundy on the other hand. And I share McBundy's view, or, you know, that's the plan we've been working on right along. And there isn't going to be any way to reconcile those. Vaughn reflects man's view, and there isn't any way to reconcile them. In my opinion, it's just going to have to be a decision. I'm sure that when you make the decision clear, it'll be faithfully carried out by all of those fellows who are very good fellows. But there is that sharp and direct conflict. And
well, now, really, honestly, I have more confidence in man's judgment than I do in Bundy's.
Well,
just yes. Like I have more confidence in your judgment, I do Paul Porter's.
And
they're about alike. One of them's quick and brilliant and fast and so forth, but is absolutely a screwball on a good many things. And
yeah.
I look at it the next week and find it out. I never have found man wrong.
Well, my judgment is that contrary to man's at this time, because I don't see where man's program leads us. That is to say, it's really a deferral.
Do we do anything on the man's program?
I haven't heard the details. All I tell you is this, but we would have to do things. For example, contrary to your instructions this morning, for example, if we are going to turn Imbert loose so that he can be effective, we will have to let his men go through our lines. That's a simple one.
Are we doing that now?
No.
Have we done that, in your judgment?
Yes, sir. Now, I say no.
Do we admit that we've done it?
No, sir. But we don't admit that we've done it. But now I have to qualify my answer to you. Vance said that we don't let the men go through the lines with 2 exceptions, one unimportant, and that is armed men to accompany guys to meetings, and the other possibly important, and that is to say that we're letting them get their airplanes off the ground with troops in them, subject to check.
Why are we doing that? I thought we had the thing blocked with jeeps.
Well, we're letting them take not armed planes, but C-57s full of men, I gather. That was Vance's belief, and he was going to check it. And they're going out to places like Santiago where they expect firing.
Well, I think that's all right. I think we ought to try to keep down fighting up there. If they send them to advance, I guess that's different. Well, anyway, we'll have our meeting, and you get it and try to be as reasoning as you can, and let's try to find a joint answer, because I have high regard for man's courage, for his ability, and for his knowledge, and I think he knows more about Latin America than any person we've ever had. Now, I may be completely wrong, but Morris shares that view, and he is an extreme the other way. The Hickenlooper share it, the Mansfield share it, the Fulbright share it, and from our experience in what he has done, as he asked the guys not to go into the bait pigs, he stood here and argued with them that night. His judgment has been very good. Now, he is a whipping boy, and he has incurred the displeasure of the Bundys and the Schlesingers and the rest of them because he doesn't agree with these theoretical things. But the Alliance for Progress hadn't been acted on in 2 years, and he got it cleared out, and he's got it going. And even the ambassadors who kind of join sometimes these folks tell me the Tom Mann's got the best department they've ever had.
Mr. President, you know I think you know that I absolutely share your view.
I didn't
about
know
about Tom.
I didn't know you did. I thought you thought that he was a reaction.
No, sir. Oh, hell no. I have one problem about the man which I mentioned to you. I may be wrong in this little experience of working with him. I don't think he has flexible or imaginative mind, that is to say. I mean, I may be very wrong about it. I don't think that he's quick to adjust his own fundamental notions to changing strategic situations.
Well, now, the other night he was strong in recommending this government.
Yes, sir. I just laid down my life on the line for that man's integrity and ability and objectivity. It's just this quality that I mentioned.
Well, let's just see what has changed in the conditions. Since the other night he said, well, I said, no, I don't want any wells. And you get Juanita to show you that statement that he made the other night.
I got it verbatim, practically verbatim.
Well, I've got it verbatim. It's typed up.
Yeah.
And read it so we can say, what caused you to say, well, I recommend this.
Yeah.
That they go through with it.
Yeah.
And today you say we back Embry.
Yeah. All right. Now, can I make, hello?
Yeah.
Can I make a little report to you?
Yeah.
The CIA has had over here, but it's never gotten to you and never got to me. Never got to me until just now. A rather elaborate rundown on each one of these fellas, and they had delivered it to Jack Maloney and so on. And they also are supposed to have taken into account CIA information. I mean, FBI information. Now, I have talked with the following, the Admiral and Mr. Hoover, and to both of them I have told them of...
Hoover's on the line waiting for me, and I'm due to broadcast at 11:30. Now, bear that in mind. Go ahead.
I gave him the message that you don't want a damn person has to be a party to anybody unless they say, A, he's not a communist, B, there's no evidence to indicate their communist connections. And I also got Deloach and Helms, who is Helms that's over here, and getting the same kind of kicking around. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you.